Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Polito Talk with Tanbir, with your host Tanbir. It's been quite a while since I've published an episode. Just had to take some time off for state primaries and other things happening. But we are back, and tonight is another special interview for my Progressive Summit. With me today is Brian Abrahamson, running for the Minnesota State Senate. Brian, thank you so much for joining me tonight. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing good. Thank you.
So to start us off, aside from your current campaign, what is it that you do for a living?
Right now, I am a direct support professional. I take care of people that have disabilities and elderly care and stuff like that.
All right. And it's holding up well given the coronavirus outbreak?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that's really changed is that we can only work at one house. We used to be able to have multiple hours, multiple houses to work, you know, up to maybe about 60 hours, but we can only work about 40 hours now. So, and we have to wear face shields and face masks and stuff like that. So,
all right. So it seems like common precaution being taken everywhere that's still open. Yes. So could take all the time you need to. Could you tell us about your race, who you're running against, what your platform is, and what district you're running in and covering?
Sure. I'm running in Senate District 22 against Bill Weber. He's been our senator for probably about 8 years now or something like that. Very big prohibitionist against cannabis. Very regressive. Pretty much everything that I'm against, he's for. So it's just one of those things. Basically, my platform is Medicare for all. I believe that that it is a right to have health care, and there's thousands of people right now, just in my district alone, that does not have health care. Also, of course, legalizing cannabis right now. Is the time to do that, to stop the war on drugs. My opponent, Bill Weber, is very much, like I said, against legalization of cannabis. He's made that quite clear when I ran against him back in 2016. What else? I mean, there's a lot of different things going on in our campaign. Tuition-free education is a big one, stuff like that. Pretty much all the progressive nooks and crannies in there.
All right. And how is your campaign being funded?
Right now, it's only people funded. We do not take donations from any PACs, special interests, anything along those lines.
All right, that's good. You know, there's a lot of things differentiating you and your opponent. Is there any policy that you two share agreements on?
I was never really, I don't think so, other than he is for medical cannabis.
Okay.
I guess that's the only parallel that we see there.
All right. So, you know, since you started your campaign, has there been a policy you're running on now that was inspired by or changed by a personal experience? And if so, what is that experience?
Basically, just Medicare for all. I know that me personally, I have pretty bad health care with what I have. And I believe, like I said, I believe that we need healthcare to cover everybody, because people right now, the farmers out in the fields, they're not getting the mental care that they need. They're actually literally dying. They're literally, you know, killing themselves and stuff like that, which is very sad.
Right. So, you know, you're a progressive Democrat. We've had a lot running this election cycle, Bernie inspired especially. So, and you've also, from what I know, you volunteered on Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. So Is there something, if you were in his shoes, if you were the candidate, not Bernie, is there something that you would have done differently during the presidential bid?
I guess I don't know. That's kind of a tough question. I mean, he ran just a perfect campaign. It's just, I think the DNC kind of ganged up on him a little bit.
Again.
Unfortunately. and that's in my view, a understatement. And that's, yeah. I'm just sad that he's no longer running, and that we have Biden as the nominee.
Right. That's a totally different conversation to Joe Biden. So, yeah. What do the people of Minnesota need from their state reps that your opponent fails to deliver upon? Is there any certain issue that's popular amongst Minnesota that he's against that you'll deliver on?
Basically, I would say both healthcare and the environment.
All right.
Bill Weber is very much against, or very much for, what he calls loosening regulations. Well, if you loosen regulations, that puts nitrates in the water, and stuff like that, and we can't have that. Right now, we have places in Minnesota that is much like Flint, Michigan, that has bad drinking water, and we have to get that fixed like today, basically.
Right. Definitely, I agree. The water crisis is another thing that's due for, resolution. Do you feel that the major political parties are doing their, both the parties and the leadership in both parties, do you feel they're doing their fair part in preserving a healthy democracy? If not, what must be done differently?
I believe that the Republicans should not be able to they should no longer be able to run the Senate, because they're basically running partisan issues, and their issues are basically preserving, big business. And that's where most of Bill Weber's money is coming from, are corporate PACs and lobbyists and stuff like that. So,
right. There's a lot of bills. Mitch McConnell proudly labels himself as the Grim Reaper because he lets hundreds of bills that pass the House die there. So I definitely agree with you on that. On that note, also, a third of the Senate is up for re-election. Over 20 of that are Republicans. So we have a big shot at flipping the Senate. I wanted to also ask, what will your next steps be should you win your race as a freshman state senator? What would you do? And what would your next steps be should you not win?
Basically, my next steps would start writing, cannabis legislation. It'd be my very first thing. Basically, we need that state revenue so we can get things done, like road infrastructure, water infrastructure, education. Our broadband system right now is very bad. We need to get that taken care of as well. The next steps too would be Medicare for all, of course. I believe in as a state, we can do Medicare for all. There was actually a bill introduced into the Senate by a DFL senator, and it didn't pass. But I would write something like that or back that kind of legislation.
All right, and I wanted to ask you another question, a hot topic, if you will. Right now, you're running to be a state senator in Minnesota. which also happens to be the state where the George Floyd incident happened, that riled up, that inspired nationwide protests to happen to this day, calling for defunding the police, social justice reform. Where do you stand on that? Do you support the notion to defund the police? And if so, I wanted to ask, what would your cutoff be? How much would you want to defund? And to where would you allocate those cut funds to?
I'm not sure of an amount, but I would definitely defund the police. And we would basically create community services, you know, and also education, you know, fund education, fund healthcare, you know, fund other progressive things that would help in that kind of situation from happening in the future, like mental care and stuff like that as well.
Right, definitely. So last question, is there any final message you want to send out tonight to anybody listening, to your state, anybody?
Yeah, what I would do is go to www.brianabrahamsonforsenate.com and make a small contribution. We need funds so we can make literature, so we can get gas money for volunteers to go out and door knock and stuff like that, get face masks, because it's very integral part to get out there and be safe, not only for our future constituents, but also for our volunteers as well.
Right. So, you know, thank you so much for joining me today. It was great to sit here and have this interview with you. If you don't mind me asking, because I am watching your race, when is your primary date?
The primary is August 11th.
All right, August 11th, 12 days before my birthday. All right, so, you know, thank you so much for joining. To the people listening, visit his website. Give him a follow on Twitter at BA4 Minnesota. And help amplify his campaign and message. Contribute if you can. You know why. Also follow me on Twitter at It's Tim Beer C. Subscribe to Political Talk with Tim Beer on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Share it. Greatly appreciated. Again, Brian, thank you very much for your time. I wish you and your family, as well as everyone out there, a safe and enjoyable week.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good night.
Good night.